Oh, Fiji, I can't bear it. Let me out, please. Let me out. Let me out, please. Oh, no, Fiji, I can't bear it. Please, let me out.
Unconsciousness closes the scene.
Could you eat, miss?
Bessie, where am I?
The nursery, miss. Drink?
No, thank you.
You need to sleep, miss.
Am I ill, Bessie?
You fell sick, I suppose, with crying. Missus was too hard.
No illness follows the incident in the Red Room, but it gives my nerves a shock. I feel the reverberation to this day. Weeks pass. Mrs. Reed keeps me at a greater distance. I am restricted to the nursery with Bessie. Until one morning...
Quick! Brush your hair. Take off your pinafore. What do you look like?
Why? Where am I going?
Your aunt wants you downstairs.
This is the little girl, Mr. Brocklehurst, whom I would like to send to Lowood School.
I look up at a black pillar. His face is a carved mask.
Her size is small. What is her age?
10 years.
So much? Her parentage?
She is the child of my late husband's sister. Her father died after she was born. Her mother followed. Before his death, my husband asked me to bring her up as one of my own children, but...
Your name, little girl?
Jane Eyre, sir.
Are you a good child?
The less said on that subject, the better.
I see. Come here.
Sir?
Do you know where the wicked go after death?
They go to hell.
And what is hell?
It is a pit full of fire.
And what must you do to avoid it?
I must keep in good health and not die.
Mr. Brocklehurst, this little girl has not the character I could wish. She has a tendency to deceit.
She is a liar.
I would like her to leave as soon as possible. As for holidays, she will spend them at Lowood.
Of course, madam. We shall watch you, Jane Eyre. We shall watch.
Why are you still here?
I am not deceitful. If I were, I'd say I love you, and I don't.
How dare you speak like this?
Because it's the truth. You think I have no feelings.
What is the matter
you think
with you?
I can do without love, and you think I can do without kindness, but I can't. People say you are good, but you're not.
You get out.
My uncle is in heaven, and he can see how you lock me away and wish I was dead.
You noxious
You
child.
Are the liar, not
you
me.
Go away! You get out!
Send me to school, Mrs. Reed, for I hate to live here.
On a dark, raw, misty morning in January, I leave Gateshead with a desperate and bitter heart. We appear to cover hundreds of miles. By the time the carriage stops, it is night. I am lifted down.
Follow me, child.
I am led up a broad, pebbly path to a long black building.
This way.
We go from passage to passage. Overpowered by tiredness, I scarcely notice the dormitory. I only sleep. When I open my eyes, the girls are dressing in the dark. I rise too, shivering.
Silence! Old wash!
But we cannot. The water in the pitchers is frozen.
Silence!
All form in file and descend to the dim and cold refectory. I'm almost sick with hunger. On each table smoke basins of something hot. I see each girl taste her porridge, but it is worse than rotten potato. I manage 2 mouthfuls.
Let us pray.
Thanks being returned for what we have not had, we file to the schoolroom. 80 girls sit motionless and erect, all in brown dresses.
Burns, careless girl, you are daydreaming again. Stand in the middle of the class.
Yes, Miss Scatcherd.
She's a tall girl, maybe 13. Why does she show no sign of distress or shame?